الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. We were discussing a few basic points which if we will observe, inshallah, we will have a nice time in the madrasa, study well, and we will get very good results also. These points are all discussed Wednesday also in the kitab which Maulana Musa Sahib Patel reads, and it comes in detail there. But there is just some extracts from there, if we can just keep that in mind. The one we mentioned, first point, that we are here for ilm. So that is our first priority. And for that, one thing is in sequence that we should try and regularly make our mutala'ah. That is, just have a look at what sabak is going to come tomorrow. Be on time for the sabak. And then after that, make takrar of the sabak again. And who Allah gives tawfiq, make revision from the beginning of the year. Fridays, Sundays, Yawmul Ahad, Yawmul Jumu'ah, you have free time. And then your ilm will become very, very toast. It will be, you will become rasikh fil ilm. And mashallah, it gives us great joy that almost always we come, which is off time. On a Jummah, on a Ahad, Sunday, we find there are definitely some students sitting and busy making mutala'ah, studying. That is a very good sign. How much more we can do it, more students and more time we can give, alhamdulillah. Secondly, we said very important is our namaz, to be regular with our namaz. And one important thing in namaz, which we will discuss later also, is that our sunnat ghair muakkada and our nawafil. Unfortunately, during our student days, we feel that that is not important, our studies are more important. Then our student days of 6 years, 8 years, 9 years, what hibs, whatever it is, you're doing iftar also, whatever qiraat, then we go out of this nawafil. And by that I mean the two nafils after Zuhr, Faraz, two sunnats, then the two nafils. Mostly we don't read them. Asr, the four sunnati ghair muakkada before Asr. After Maghrib, two sunnats we read, two nafils normally we don't read. Isha time, our four sunnats ghair muakkada before Isha, we don't read. And that is a time when unfortunately we hear a lot of noise also. So if that time we come in and we read the namaz, that is so much more superior. Instead of being around here or in the wuzukhana or by the toilets unnecessarily, if there's a necessity to go, of course then by all means, but to try and make that four sunnats. And then after Isha, two sunnats and two nafils. And then our witr. And then if we can, another two nafils. Why I mention this, some senior alim mentioned that many people, ordinary people who make these namazes, when they say the ulama don't do it, then their hearts go off that alim. That he's not practicing himself, he's not doing this himself. And we feel it's nafil, it's sunnati ghair muakkada, but they don't view it like that. They feel it's a namaz, it's important, we must read it. So the hearts go off us. So we should try and read those nafils also, sunnati ghair muakkada, and if we come in the habit here, then we will be able to carry on afterwards. If while we are in the madrasa, and it doesn't take much time, your ilmi majhala, your effort for your ilm is not going to be affected in any way, it's just a little bit. But try and come in the habit. You will find great goodness in that. Then we said about our eating. Be very careful what we eat. Eat on time, etc. At night, after Isha, try and not eat. Sleep, don't sleep with a full stomach. It is unhealthy. All the things with regard to eating. And with regard to eating also, it made us so happy to see some senior students that regularly they are there in the mess for eating. They can afford all other food also, but they are eating the madrasa food, and together with all the other students, they are senior students, but they are sitting with the other students and they are eating. So that is also try and bring that into us. It's very, very important. And then our sleeping on time, having sufficient sleep, not oversleeping, trying to get more into doing deen's work, studying, etc. But how much is necessary, so much everyone's need is different. But according to your need, try and fulfill that and don't try and oversleep also. Then the other thing, one thing that is very important is not to waste time. That is a very important thing. try your best not to waste time. If you keep a little notebook and you write in there some hadith or some ash'ar in Arabic, etc., or the analysis of sentences and the huruf-e asli of certain words, etc., and while you are walking, you know the road, you can just be revising that. If you can bring yourself in that condition, that you don't waste a single moment anywhere. Unfortunately, presently, we waste a lot of time. Especially after Isha, we're having some tea or something, there is no problem with that. But the talk that carries on, and the time that is spent on that is very, very harmful. And the worst is when we go over the time and we are causing an inconvenience to other students who want to study or sleep. That we should not do at all. Not be an inconvenience to any other person in any way. So that is very, very important. Looking after time, so just look at the examples of our elders. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu al-Ghudda, rahimahullah, who was a great Syrian alim who was in Saudi. He went many times to India and he had a lot of respect for the ulama of India and Pakistan. One alim he went to, in his room there were two doors. And he had sandals by both doors. And he was surprised, why is he keeping two sandals? There is also another very important point in passing, I will mention it. When we have a doubt about somebody, about something, go and ask that person. What we normally do, we talk about it to other people. That, for example, it's extravagance, israf, to have two sandals. When the doors are just 3-4 meters apart, you can use that one sandal, and you can just have one, why have two? But we'll talk about it, or we'll keep it in our mind, that this person is making israf. Many things like that. We make bad gumani about certain people. We have evil thoughts. And then we talk about it, which is ghibat. And that person doesn't know, he can't correct himself. If you speak to him directly, he can correct himself also. So he asked that alim, why do you keep two sandals? So he said, the time that it takes, if I want to go out from this door, I got work this side, then I just wear that sandal and go. And if I want to go this side, I will. So see how much time he saves, how much time must be going. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, one buzurg, he measured the amount of time that when you eat food, roti, bread, what your food, how much time it takes. And if you just take the flour and you just drink water over it, he says, I save a few minutes in that. So he preferred that, saving that time. It's out of the question for us, we are not there. But at least we should try and save time where we can. And especially in food, eating, mixing with one another, talking, we waste a lot of time. A person, it's a famous thing, look after the pennies, the pence, and the pounds will look after themselves. If we look after the seconds and the minutes, the hours, days, weeks will look after themselves. But when we don't look after the small things, then we'll find we're wasting a lot of time. One ustad wrote a beautiful kitab of the madrasa, so asked him, when you get the time? So he said, during Bakrid holidays I did it. That same holiday could have been spent to do so many other things. But he used it in that, and inshallah it's sadaqah jariyah for him. How many people will benefit? That time was put into good use. It will benefit so many people. So time is very important. Neither can a person do justice discussing the importance of time or looking after the time. Very shortly, when Allah has taken qasam on time, wal asr. So how important is then time? So Allah give us all tawfiq that we look after our time. We don't waste our time. Whether it's the minutes, whether it's the hours, the days, the weeks, we look after our time, there will be a lot of barakat. May Allah give us all tawfiq.